I'm keen to know, have you been eating out as you used to before the state of disaster was announced on Sunday night and we were encouraged to stay indoors? Well, the Restaurant Association of South Africa is worried about the consequences that the spread of coronavirus will have on establishments around the country. What complicated matters even further was that curfew that the Cooperative Governance Department put in place overnight, regulating the hours that pubs and other liquor-selling stores will have to observe. Now, Wendy Alberts from the South African Restaurants Association joined me to help us understand what the changes mean for this industry. Wendy, good evening to you. Thank you for being with us. Just start, please, by giving me an overview of how the restaurant industry has been coping since fewer people seem to be eating out.
Thank you so much. It's very uncertain for everybody in the industry at this point in time. And the industry is very disrupted by the confusing communications that are coming through from the various departments with the Disaster Act. So it is really taking a lot of emotional strain for our restaurants because we are still dealing with a lot of uncertainty on the 11th hour at this point in time. We are taking consultation from the SA government, from the minister's office. We are constantly talking to them and requesting formal communication to help restaurants understand what is their position as we speak.
All right.
So what I can say is that restaurants certainly have taken every step to ensure that they have put the health and safety of their customers their top priority, that they are safeguarding their customers and their staff, that they've taken every possible guideline to ensure that we slow the curve, that we are compliant with World Health Organization and NIC standards in terms of preparation of every food service, the food handlers, the training of the staff. Food safety is vastly important. So we've come along and we've acted as a responsible sector. Our restaurants are operating within hours, within the limits of the legalities of the liquor license issues. We have scaled down our restaurants to the required seats. And we feel very targeted because we feel that we have minimized the risk not to be a high risk or even a medium risk.
Yes, yes.
And there are other very high risk areas in South Africa that need attention. And people, unfortunately, need to still eat and they need to have food delivered to their homes, especially people living alone or in self-isolation, they still need to get product and food to their places.
All right. So if I may come in there, Wendy, I just want to ask you for a few specifics at this point. First of all, are restaurants succeeding in keeping the total number of staff and patrons down to 100?
Absolutely. We've now had notification today. Yeah. There's been another change for us in our sector that came without notification, which I think was also very irresponsible from the Minister of Traditional Affairs office. So we didn't get any notification until the announcement came through the press last night.
All right, that's worrying.
And there was a lot of confusion as to what the interpretation of the gazetted information meant for our industry.
So let me ask you, this is the way we understand it. As we understand it, all as sort of retailers that are selling liquor will have to close at 6 o'clock. All pubs, for example, will have to close at 6. We understand that restaurants will be able to continue trading, but they must stop selling alcohol at 6 o'clock. Is that correct?
Correct. So we are now waiting for final communication from the minister's or official communication from the minister's office confirming exactly that. So Minister Kelly was on the news a short while ago confirming exactly that what you've confirmed now. And the other part is that we have to keep our seating down to 50. So that is the other important part, that there has to be 50 people or less in the establishment, including staff.
Ah, right. So that number 100 has changed in the last few hours.
Correct. And that is specific to restaurants and everybody who is selling food as we speak. And the next thing is, whether there's gatherings or there's weddings or occasions or things like that, it can continue to stay at 100. So it doesn't mean if you are selling alcohol or not selling alcohol, that number increases. So a gathering is regarded as a gathering of less than 99 people, and no establishment can sell liquor to the gathering. So they're discouraging people to gather and to stay long. So if there's an event that needs to take place, it needs to happen quickly and people need to move on.
All right.
So they're trying to get restaurants to be responsible. So what we're saying is that, you know, we don't want people to linger long in restaurants and come and buy copious amounts of drinks and stay for the evening. They need to come in swiftly, have a meal, do what they need to do, be responsible, and not compromise There's also a bigger factor that we are currently under challenge with. It's not only trying to get the official communication from the minister's office with regards to this. We're also facing now that the local police officers have gone round to all the establishments and issued a letter of notification to say that they will close them down if they continue to trade past 6 o'clock. So we're waiting
right. So there's confusion.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
On those. So there is a lot of confusion. There's a lot of uncertain content that we need to obviously have clarity on. We're working with all the different ministers, the minister advisors, the legal departments for the ministers. You know, we've got very good content and information, but we need it in writing from an official place.
And it also needs to be communicated to other departments that have to enforce it. Wendy, it's a tricky time for your industry, and I can see why. Thank you for sharing with us what the regulations are to the best of your knowledge, but also the information on how you're navigating this. And no doubt we will be speaking in the next few weeks as the regulations are perhaps relaxed or become a little more stringent. Wendy Alberts, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of South Africa.